U.S. And new research says current products may be more harmful than before.
Our study looked at three different brands of disposable e-cigarettes. For one of the brands, the concentrations were so high that when we first analyzed it, we actually thought that our instrument was malfunctioning.
Those two stories and more are ahead on this week's InfoTrack. Stick around. The show begins right after this.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Hot damn! Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea just got harder with Twisted Tea Extreme. The hard iced tea taste you know and love, but with an 8% kick of alcohol. Twisted Tea Extreme is made with real fruit tea, goes down smooth, and brings your daytime drinking to the next level. Just look for the bright yellow cans in the cooler and get ready to dial up the fun. Big flavor, extreme kick. Twisted Tea Extreme. Keep it twisted!
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's your host, Chris Whitting.
Roughly a million American families are raising a child diagnosed with autism. InfoTrack's Jim Anthony is here with a mom who's found that finding joy in parenting a child with autism was all about shifting her perspective. Jim?
Thanks, Chris. Today we're diving into a powerful and deeply moving story of motherhood, resilience, and the transformative journey of raising a child with autism. A New York Times bestseller, Autism Out Loud, Life with a Child on the Spectrum from Diagnosis to Young Adulthood, is a collaborative memoir written by three extraordinary women, Kate Swenson, Carrie Cariello, and Adrienne Wood. Though they come from different parts of the country and diverse backgrounds, these mothers were brought together by one profound connection. They each have a child on the autism spectrum. And joining us is a member of that trifecta, Kate Swenson of Minnesota, whose son is 14-year-old Cooper and a third of the inspiration behind this beautiful book. Kate, welcome to InfoTrack.
Hi, thanks for having me.
First, please tell us a little bit about Cooper.
Yeah, so Cooper is 14 years old. He's going to be a freshman next year, which is blowing my mind. Very rarely do you hear about autistic children growing up. It's something Carrie and Adrian and I want to change. And it's happening. It's happening just like any other child. He still carries the same diagnosis. He's technically nonverbal. He has more severe autism. But truthfully, he's thriving and he is showing me every day the possibilities of this diagnosis.
You, Carrie, and Adrian each bring such personal, emotional depth to this book. What inspired you to come together and share your stories collectively?
So all three of us started on Facebook by sharing our stories. And I think each of us at some level just wanted to find connection. We didn't want to feel so alone in this diagnosis, which happens, I think, because of the isolation that comes with it. We came together, met just like other people meet online. And our sole goal, I think, is to remind people that it's going to be okay. And that while our kids do have challenges, it's okay. We're doing okay.
You speak openly about grieving the loss of life you imagined. How did you work through that grief, and what would you say to parents who may be feeling that same sense of loss?
I stopped running from it. I think no one is talking about the emotions that go along with this diagnosis. And it's because we don't want for it to appear like we don't love our kids or we're not proud of them. Or, I mean, Cooper's amazing. He's smart and funny, and I would choose him a million times over. But there's a lot of things he'll never do, most likely never do. You know, drive a car, go to prom, go to college, get married, have kids. And with that comes a sense of loss. And I encourage parents, stop running, start feeling. It's uncomfortable, it hurts, but you will start to heal. And this picture will start coming together of this beautiful life, different than you imagined, but still beautiful.
The book speaks powerfully to the bond of friendship among the three of you, you, Carrie, and Adrian, and you alluded to this a little bit, but how has that friendship supported your parenting journey, and what can other parents take away from that sense of community? I imagine that community is an integral part of this whole journey.
I couldn't do it without community. And I just did a live video last night talking about community, and there's still moms every day that are like, how do I find them? How do I find my people? Where do we ask our questions? Where do we talk about the hard parts and the happy parts and the unique parts? And finding someone that I could send a text to at 2 a.m. or laugh with or cry with, it changed my whole life. And so I really encourage parents, keep pushing for that part, maybe more than any others. Keep seeking out other people living the same life.
You describe both the beauty and the complexity of raising children with autism. How do you navigate balancing acceptance with those real and ongoing challenges that come with caregiving?
My first book is called Forever Boy, and I wrote that when Cooper was younger, and I talked about acceptance being a destination. I referred to it as an island almost. You know, you pack up your bags and you're seeking out this island so you can get there and finally breathe. I know now that acceptance is a moving target, and so it's ever evolving. I just talked to a girlfriend whose daughter is the same age, and she just got her permit. And I had totally forgotten that Cooper should be getting his permit. And it broke me for a couple of days. And you just have to accept that it's not what you pictured, and you never fully arrive. You're constantly chasing as these kids grow up.
One of the most powerful themes, I think, in your story and the others in the book is the realization that you were the one who needed to change, not Cooper. What did that transformation look like, and how did it impact your relationship with him?
From the second that Cooper was diagnosed, and I pray that it's different now, I think that it is, but this was years ago. Autism was really presented as this hard, sad thing that you wanted your child to overcome. You didn't want them to be autistic, and that's how it was served up to us. And so you spend all your time trying to help them catch up and help them learn all the skills and, you know, all the parts, right? And I realized I was missing Cooper's life. That's what it started to feel like. I was racing and doing more therapies and more things, and he wasn't necessarily catching up, and he wasn't necessarily getting better. And I was missing the joy of every day. And it hit me pretty hard that it was me that had to change how I look at this. And once I did that, life got so much better.
With that in mind, what do you hope educators and professionals learn from this book that might help them better support children with autism and their caregivers?
I'll tell you, I do a lot of keynote speaking, and my favorite keynote to give is to educators. They are so eager and wanting to learn. They choose our kids. They choose to teach these kids. This book shows what home is like. It shows what the challenges are, but it also shows all the potential and joy that our kids have and bring. And I hope educators keep reading it and keep being eager to help our kids be their best selves.
What does joy look like for you today with having Cooper in your life? And he also has siblings, three other siblings, correct?
Yes, yep. We are a family of six, so we have four kids. Cooper's our oldest. And I'm very vocal online and in my books that the sibling dynamic has been the hardest to navigate. How do we give our other three children as typical of life as they possibly can and know themselves and who they are while raising neurodiversity. It's a hard one, and it's a topic that I love to share about. We have a happy life, and that is the theme that I want to come through in everything that I do. It's hard, it's sad sometimes, it's worrisome and all these different emotions, but we're happy and we are joyful.
And what would you tell a parent who might just be beginning this journey, someone who may be feeling overwhelmed or alone right now? What would you want to share with them?
Oh my gosh, so much. I think the most important thing that I can tell you though is pause. You just heard something life-changing. It's everything feels different. Pause and remind yourself that your child is exactly who they're supposed to be. Autism wasn't given to them by a doctor or a therapist. This is who they are, and they're exactly who they're supposed to be. You know, find community, find services and supports, and love that child as much as you can.
The book is Autism Out Loud, Life with a Child on the Spectrum from Diagnosis to Young Adulthood. Kate Swenson is our guest. Thank you so much for sharing some time and sharing some of your journey and continued success in helping other families navigate the joys and beauty of life amid the challenges.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm Jim Anthony for InfoTrack.
Next, are e-cigarettes more toxic than before? That story when InfoTrack continues.
Stick around. There's more InfoTrack straight ahead.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
If Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea was your best friend, it would be the kind of friend that starts an impromptu dance party in the supermarket aisle, that turns into an all-day pool party rager at your place, and you don't even own a pool. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea turns any day into a legendary adventure. It's smooth and refreshing real iced tea with just the right kick of alcohol. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ALL to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast. Absolutely free. Text ALL to 321-321. That's ALL to 321-321.
Welcome back to InfoTrack and our host, Chris Whitting.
It's the toxic truth. E-cigarettes are more dangerous than we thought. New research reveals higher levels of harmful contents. InfoTrack reporter Gina Tedesco has the story. Gina?
Thanks, Chris. Joining us now is Brett Polin, assistant professor in the Department of Environmental Toxicology at the University of California, Davis. Dr. Polin, your study found concerning amounts of metals in some vape smoke. What did you find?
Our study looked at three different brands of disposable e-cigarettes, and we quantified the metal concentrations in the aerosols. And across all three brands, we found concerningly high concentrations of metals. And across the brands, they were coming from different sources.
Now, you compared the amount of lead that one of the e-cigarettes released versus traditional cigarettes. What did you find on that score?
For one of the brands, they were using lead alloys or lead metals in the devices that was leaching into the liquid and then being transferred into the mist that is produced. And the concentrations were startlingly high, so high that when we first analyzed it, we actually thought that our instrument was malfunctioning. And it wasn't malfunctioning. It was just that the concentrations were so much higher than we had observed in other electronic cigarettes. And the first thing we wanted to do is understand, well, where it is the lead coming from. So my student took the devices apart, and we have a special instrument that essentially you can shine a laser onto it, and the laser takes small particles of metal off the surface, and it will tell you what the metallic material is. It allows us to tell where the lead's coming from. And that's how we found lead components in this specific brand of device.
Now, in addition to lead, what were some of the other metals that you found?
The one that was also equally surprising was antimony, which hasn't been reported on in electronic cigarettes. Now, antimony has no biological functions. We don't need it in our body, and it can be toxic in certain forms. And we found that it was in the e-liquids across all the three brands at levels that were concerningly high. And we actually never found out where it came from. It wasn't a part of any of the components of the devices, and likely had to do with contaminated material like the e-liquid that they were putting in the devices.
And what were some of the other metals? Chromium, for one?
There was chromium, and that's typically